This is Neo, one of the newest artists to come out of London. The former backup singer, now solo vocalist, is considered a rising star on the music scene with a sound that's a cross between funk R&B and electronic music. With little more than a year under her belt as a solo artist, she's already featured on the BBC's Sound of 2016 list, which is known for picking innovative new musicians. In her first studio album out now, For All We Know, Neo says she drew inspiration from the songs she grew up listening to, everything from rappers like Nas to R&B star Brandy, and even gospel.
I just listened to gospel all the time because the singers were just the most amazing. I mean, like, Aretha Franklin is a good example of someone actually who was a gospel singer but then made it mainstream. She let her voice just completely rip, but not many people could do that. Oh, yes, you will. You'll take care
of you. Neo grew up loving the vocal acrobatics of gospel and decided to start writing and singing her own music. That led her to her first job at 16, while still in high school, teaching other kids choir arrangements and harmonies.
My teacher is like, do you want to come and do a summer school? Come and teach what you've just taught yourself to other kids. And I was like, what? And then he was like, I'll pay you. And I was like, yeah, I'm down.
During her college years, she threw herself into studying music, especially jazz composition.
When I came out of studying, I was making some music by myself, just writing. I felt like I was making everything too complicated, but actually, what about not trying so hard? Basically, just like write what's innate and like what comes to me naturally. And when it came to production, I was like, I think I want to make everything a lot simpler. Just make simple beats, interesting bass lines. So one of the songs called Inhale Exhale, that was my first song that I wrote with thinking that in mind. And so literally I started with a kick and a snare. This is really simple, but actually it just grooves in a like in a cool way. And then on top of that, I just wrote a bass line which went dum 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 dum. So it's like, it's kind of a quite a melodic bass line, but it leads the whole song, and literally that is the song, just kick, snare and a bass line, a nice thing on top of it. So I think it's in 2014, I was just a voice for so many people's projects and like a backing singer and a session singer, you know, and I was singing for someone else in a nightclub in South London. And my now manager was in the audience and he just kind of heard me and he hit me up the next day and was like, who are you? How comes I don't know who you are? And I was like, I don't know who you are. But we hung out for a bit. I just kind of spoke about how I saw myself if I was going to be a solo artist. And he was on the same page. So we just said, let's work together. I started writing some demos and I put something online, a track called So Good. And that kind of took on a life of its own. And literally that was a moment where I was like, I think I'm going to give this a go. And so I left behind everything, teaching, backing singing. It was scary because obviously that was the way I paid the bills. So there was a moment of just like, I feel like it was quite a beautiful moment, actually, stepping from behind the scenes to at the front. I never actually, when I was a backing singer, did I ever think, I wish that was me. Like, I was so happy in that role. But then when the moment came for me to do my first performance as myself, up front, there was like, it was just a completely different energy. It was a completely different experience, which I hadn't experienced before. And it was like really special to have people in the audience know your songs, to like perform to them, was just really amazing. And I was kind of like, what was I doing all of those years before? Could you like someone that's hoping that they grow off their own skin for time? If I was your girlfriend, could you not fall too? I love performing so much. I think this is my favourite part of everything that I do, beyond writing and singing and all the other stuff. It's actually getting on stage and doing it live, because we all get to share it together.
That was Neo. Her new album, For All We Know, is out on all streaming platforms this month.
Don't be scared to shed a little pride.